in a dressed Sham Sundar. Devotee's gonna see the picture. They're sitting on swing, and they're sitting on swing, looking very beautiful in what we call their champaka dress. And then we had kirtan, and I packed the books that I need to take along with daily paraphernalia. And that means the morning's gone. And it's really snowing out there. If we're lucky, we'll get snowed in, and then won't have to go. We've a good reason to miss my flight. And tomorrow we're having anniversary of Dan Tai Vijay Garanga's installation in Budapest, as well as the Budapest observance of Nityananda Trayodashi. So it's a nice festival day. And then Monday, unless the country's snowed in, then we're headed off to India. Today I was, this morning, I just gave a little talk on the different swing pastimes in the area of Radhakund, because that's where Radha Shamsundar's temple is, and it's also where today's where the altar is, where they're standing on. And one pastime is with Rupa Goswami, and that was at the Imlital, not Imlital in Vrindavan, but this is at Radhakund, or Tamal, yes, Imlital. Tamaltal is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place, Imlital. And Rupa Goswami was once sitting near this place beside a large tree. And and all of a sudden he heard the sound of noises and laughter, and then all of a sudden Radha Krishna appeared along with gopis, and he came up to the tree, and he came up to the tree, and and they were laughing and enjoying themselves, and then this tree, of course, became visible in its uppercut form. It was a wonderful desire tree, and with a beautiful swing hanging from it. So Krishna immediately hopped on the swing and started swinging it back and forth. And he asked Srimati Radharani, he says, come on, hop on. And she was reluctant. She says, no, you always make the swing go too high and I get scared. And Krishna says, no, no, I won't do that. Just come and sit on the swing. And, of course, after a lot of reassurances, then wanting to please Krishna, Srimati Radharani then did sit on the swing. And some gopis were singing, and others were playing instruments, and others were fanning them, and some others were offering different types of drinks and foodstuffs as they were going slowly, because they were going slowly so they could do that. And some were also pushing. But then gradually Krishna started kicking when he was coming down, and the swing started going higher and higher. And Srimati Radharani reminded Krishna of his promise, but he was just started laughing. And meanwhile, the swing is going higher and higher. Now the gopis, it's moving so fast, the gopis can't even push it anymore. And Srimati Radharani gets quite scared, and she's pleading with Krishna, please don't. But Krishna just laughs and enjoying her being afraid, and he's just pushing higher and higher. And finally it's getting on either side, it goes to the level of the branch. And Srimati Radharani starts to shriek, but and she hangs on to Krishna's neck and is begging him, please stop, please stop. But he still doesn't stop. He pushes again, and he pushes so hard that it goes all the way around. I don't know if you've ever done that on a swing when you go all the way over. And Radharani is just hanging on to Krishna's neck. And then they come down to the other side, and then finally Krishna stops it, and of course there's a big argument, and the gopis chastise Krishna, and Srimati Radharani chastises him, and then in the middle of that argument, then the whole scene just disappears. And the only thing that's left is the tree. And Rupa Goswami's sitting there looking, and he doesn't know, was this actually real, or did he just imagine it? But then he sees that actually, the branch on which the swing went around is twisted, and it's completely twisted. And it got twisted because it got twisted by the rope. And so he could understand that, yes, it was actually, he did see what he saw, and offered his obeisances, and that's one swing pastime. Another one, which is a little more over, but that's also on Radha Kund, is when Rupa Goswami wrote this prayer, Chatupushpanjali, and in it there was one shloka. And this Chatupushpanjali, it starts with the following verse that says, Navagorochana Gaurim Pravarendri Varambharam Manistabaka Vidyoti Veni Vyalanganapanam. And the translation of that is, O Queen, who is as fair as fresh Gorochana, whose garments are splendid blue lotus, and whose glistening jewel and flower decorated braids are like the hood of a serpent. So Rupa Goswami wrote this, and he was at Radha Kund at the time, and Sanatana Goswami was doing parikrama, because he does parikrama of Giriraj every day, so he comes by Radha Kund every day. And often he visits with Raghunath Das Goswami, but this time when he saw Rupa Goswami writing there, he was curious and he asked him to read what he was writing. And when he read this or heard this, Veni Vyalanganam Panam, then he said, how can you compare Srimati Radharani's braid to the hood of a serpent? And Rupa Goswami said, well, if you don't think it's correct, then I'll change it. And Sanatana said, well, let me go think about it. And then he went to go sit at Govindagat, and he was meditating over there. And while he was thinking like that, then on the other side of Radhakund, then these little girls came. Young girls came, and they were all laughing and everything. And there was a big tree there, and on one of the trees was a swing. And so one of the girls, who even from a distance, Sanatana Goswami see that she was so beautiful. She sat on the swing, and the others, they started singing Brijbasi songs, and they were pushing her and swinging her like that. And then from a distance, Sanatana Goswami could see that there was this snake coming up, crawling up the swing and behind the girl. And immediately he just got up and he started shouting, "Snake, snake, snake," and he started running towards them. But the girls didn't take any notice. They just kept swinging. And meanwhile, Sanatana Goswami sees the snake behind the girl on the swing. And he's running and he's calling out, "Watch out, the snake behind you." And then when he gets very close, then the girl just looks at him and smiles at him, and then everything disappears. And the girls disappear, and the swing disappears, and the swinging girl disappears. And then Sanatana Goswami stops, and he could understand that actually this was Srimati Radharani and the gopis, and they appeared just to show him that actually her braid was, when it was swinging in the air like that, when she was on the swing, when it was swaying in the air, then from it looks like actually the hood of a serpent, and it's decorated with different jewelry, and so it looks like the head of a serpent, the body and the head of a serpent when it's decorated because serpents have a jewel on their head. So that was another swing pastime. So many swing pastimes, because everywhere around Govardhan and Radhakund and the Kunjas, there are swings, because it's a daily affair. Radha and Krishna always enjoy swinging. All young people like to swing. So that's the swing pastime today. Hare Krishna.